If we see governments, states, how they look after guests, their health and their well-being, environment, and if they make a new town, a city, then they establish park space, people will exercise, they'll have a walk and have good health. So according to that community's needs, they construct or make a park in that area. In the same way, we have hospitals that if people become ill, then for the community, at every so much distance, a hospital or a clinic is established so that people will come, they'll be ill, and the people of this area, they will be able to cure themselves, go for their remedies. Post offices are established. These are the plans and the actions of the government for the people. So they'll give ease and means that this is a post office for this area. It's at walking distance, or it's easy to get to, arrive at. If they make a town or a new city, they'll make housing. They'll look at shopping facilities, amenities, where people can go and purchase goods. So how much the government looks after the people, a good a government or a bad government. But if we see that every government has an opinion and looks after the community, when we see this, we say that yes, a very good government, they've prepared and they've given ease to the people, resources, and a person arrives where he needs to and gets where he needs to. There's a town or a city, there's no hospital there, how upset people will be. They'll be upset, won't they? There's no post office there, they'll be upset. And if there's no shopping center there, they'll be upset. So a person, he takes advantage of this, of the resources. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his servant, has prepared in a unique way, very unique preparation. Allah ta'ala has prepared and made resources. Allah ta'ala knows the human being very well, that this person is he's weak, he can slip at any time and fall, and he could go into Jahannam at any time. A person, when he is attracted by the magnet, then he keeps on getting pulled and pulled and pulled, and it makes him do bad actions. Sometimes he does this, sometimes he does that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared in a great way, especially for the mu'mineen. Subhanallah. And this preparation of Allah's is best of all. Allah ta'ala says, fine, work, have a business or a shop, go here or go there. All day long a person works, he's covered in sins from top to bottom. So what has Allah ta'ala prepared? Just like the government has prepared for the community, Allah ta'ala has prepared for the mu'mineen. All day long after sinning, in the evening do dhikr, all your sins are forgiven. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a great preparation Allah ta'ala has made. If we think, look at Allah ta'ala's preparation. All day long we may speak rubbish and nonsense and sin, we don't stop because nafs and shaitan are with us. And how is Allah prepared for the mu'mineen? That as soon as the evening arrives and the sun sets, Allah says, do my dhikr, remember me, all your sins are forgiven. So now the evening comes. So the first in the evening, what would happen was the candles would be lit or the oil lamps, and then you'd blow them out and sleep. But now all night long the lights are on and shaitani actions continued. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala looked after the mu'min from the first day. Whatever generation comes, whichever era comes, whichever sins arise, whatever conditions surround the mu'min all night long, whether he sins all night long, the shaitani actions. But as soon as the morning, in the morning he does the dhikr wala, they're all forgiven. Subhanallah. So in the morning Allah opens the doors of paradise for him, and in the evening, in the night. So we see what a great preparation. So how unfortunate is that person who goes into Jahannam, hellfire? Tell me. I will say that there can't be a loser type of person in this world who doesn't do these actions. Or tell me a person who's saved from sins. Even the biggest of the awliya, Allah, the greatest, could not claim. Yes, there are prophets, but even the greatest of walis, Qutb, Abdal, Qayyum, Ghawth, he cannot claim that I will not commit sins or I will never sin. The higher a person goes, then the style or the manner of his sin or sins differs. Remember this, but he cannot be saved. Nobody can be saved. You cannot be innocent. You can't say, I've reached this maqam on a very high maqam. Allah Ta'ala shows the maqam, the levels of the awli Allah, the walis of Allah, His friends. Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Fani, that we've seen His maqam with our eyes, people with their eyes, they saw. And He used to take His colleagues with them. They come, let's go to the skies. Come, Allah Ta'ala has given me this maqam. Ajib wali of Allah. He was a great wali of Allah. And not just this, until the day of Qiyamah. He said that whoever enters into this silsila as ikhlas, sincerity and loves and makes effort and follows the principles, he will also ascend to those levels and achieve that status. Subhanallah. There are many levels in our silsila, in our order. 48 to be precise. All the lessons. There's no silsila like this. This is the quality of the Naqshbandi silsila. Subhanallah. And you are Naqshbandi students, alhamdulillah. Yes, I'm speaking about the kitabs. Tell me. Allah Ta'ala, His karam and His mercy upon us people, alhamdulillah, that He has entered us into this order, this silsila. But, straightforward, we don't appreciate, we don't value, we don't hold it in value, that we don't even take this benefit from Allah, that either somebody claimed that I cannot sin, that I will never sin, that quietly, twice a day, do this action, make niyyah, intention, Allah, I've come. Allah will say, fine, come, do my dhikr, all sins forgiven. Subhanallah. Yes, and a person, he takes the certificate of forgiveness. If he dies after dying, Jannah, paradise, alhamdulillah. So very simple point this is. Very simple. The more a person tries, as long as Allah has given health and energy, and Allah gives us His karam, blessings that you get, the gathering of a sheikh, say, subhanallah. I won't say majma. Consider it's the shop, the center of paradise that has opened up. Allah Ta'ala has opened the shop, you can say, the center for His wali. Because this store doesn't open everywhere, in every vicinity. Does it? Does it? Not every place can you see this store. They say open if Allah wills, where Allah Ta'ala selects and He opens His store. The wali Allah, who invites, this is the dhikr store. Dhikr. 10 miles, 15 miles away, 100 miles away, but this is the store, and this is where you'll buy the goods, or earn the goods. And those who come, they enjoy it, just like this is the masjid, and somebody lives near the masjid, he does wudu and comes into the masjid. Somebody is coming from further away, then he has to travel and come. Somebody lives further than that, he has to come in the car. This is the case, isn't it? So everybody has their own fortune and destiny. Wherever the store opens in that area, the person who's close, they jump and they come, mashallah, very quickly, and you'll be asked even severely, more severely, why didn't you used to come? So brothers, this is not a tabligh, propagation, discussion. It's all about forcing. Use your own wisdom and aqal. I want to be saved from Jahannam. Isn't it? Should we think about this or not? Tell me, is there any other tariqah that you've got to be saved from Jahannam? Hellfire, tell me. Is there any tariqah method which is easier than this to be saved from Jahannam, morning and evening? Tell me the method. Yes, if you're reading Quran, your thoughts are going somewhere else, praying salah, it's nonsense, feelings and thoughts. If you're doing ibadah, then you're going from here to there. But dhikr Allah is such an action that whatever you do at that time, you're forgiven. Forgiven. Subhanallah. Yes, so one is the normal announcement of forgiveness. For example, the government announces that everybody, we've given you nationality today. Yes? Open, free nationality. They don't see, where are you from? Bring your passport out. Bring your passport. Where's the stamp? People run. So my mawla has done the same. Dhikr is such an action that it's common forgiveness. Common. Open. Free. Small sin, big sin, zina, whatever action, whatever you do, you come, sit down, forgiveness. Subhanallah. And nobody can dare, can he say to Allah, he used to do this action, he was that, Allah say, no, his niyyah wasn't this. That Allah say, no need to speak anything now. He's come to my dhikr, I know better, he knows better. That's it. That he used to like it or not, he had love, he had regard or respect, he wanted to, he didn't want to, his heart felt about it, he didn't feel about it, no problem. Allah says, whoever sits in my gathering, the gathering of my friend, then the seal and the stamp of approval is on his back. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. That's it. What ajeeb, unique points. Yes? They are simple, but unique message of Allah. Unique message. Yes? MashaAllah, Ijtama is coming, the annual conference. Are you ready? Naqshbandi Ijtama. That if this is the condition that I've just discussed in normal gatherings, that the stamp of approval is on the bank, then what will happen in this gathering to come? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. The whole dunya will take the fares due to you. The blessings. Yes, Bolton, let's go. Let's go to Bolton, Bolton. This is what's happening, isn't it? See how Allah Ta'ala has given you respect. Subhanallah. So much respect Allah Ta'ala has given to you. So you should value this and appreciate this. Tell me that the people of Bolton, how much respect they've earned in the whole world, the announcement, whose name is being spread? Say loudly, Bolton. So the people of Bolton, if they're like monkeys and animals, then how can I cure that? How can I help? Those people whose hearts are tight and miserly, how can Allah be happy with that person? There's such heights Allah has given maqam. People will ask that, you remember my words. If you go to London and you meet someone, where have you come from? Bolton. Oh, you come from Bolton, where that majma, that gathering took place. Yes, the people of the world will remember that when you will go to another area, after 2 years you will go somewhere else. I've experienced this. You're from Bolton? Oh, you know where that gathering took place, that big gathering? Oh, that was very nice. In other words, your nisbat connection Allah has established with this town. That in the world people ask you, you've come from Bolton. So if you, when you go to the akhirah, the angels will ask that, leave these people, they are the people of Bolton. He's a Bolton person, mashallah. Leave him, mashallah. So that's the status and level. I'm not lying here or fibbing, I'm not saying wrong. Logically I'm speaking to you, logically. It's a logical discussion then. Yeah, these are words that easily we can work out from our brains. So who has got this status level? We, should we be fussing, making a fuss, complaining? Tell me, should we not listen to Allah? Shouldn't we? So this is dhikr, my brothers. Allah is saying that when Allah gives, and He can take away as well, He can grab it and take it away. And when He takes it, then Allah wipes that person's name away. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. Then that person goes to reverse care. When Allah takes, where have you come from? Oh, go away from me, he's a thief. Yes, and then the bad name is stuck to that person. Then what does Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Ta'ala instills hatred into the hearts that these people are foolish, he's a thief, that he didn't appreciate his sheikh. Oh, he's an impure person. Allah Ta'ala sent his wali, didn't appreciate value, they played games, their hearts were dark, they were hypocrites, didn't have a desire or passion. Today, the heart that we have in our bodies, look into it. What maqam has Allah given? According to this, do we have love for Allah? Do we say, Labbaik Allah, we are here, we are listening upon your call? Will we say this? Say it loudly, inshallah. Then we'll realize that Allah Ta'ala gave a reward and everything's been achieved. So this is a great gathering to come. May Allah Ta'ala allow that we have health in that time and life until that time. This is a bit far away at the moment, isn't it? Isn't it? So how, that if Allah has given the stamp of approval in normal gatherings, like we've attained, everybody will get this in normal gatherings, normal majalis. The people of Bolton, the angels will be looking for them. Not just stamps of approval, they'll be given crowns on their heads. That this man, oh, he was stood there, he stood in the park, he's doing this duty, the car parking duty, the car parking lot, he's straightening the cars and the vehicles, oh, he's distributing food, serving. The angels will look for that person. Look for that person. That the angels will look for you, alhamdulillah. Will you do the work of the deen? You'll assist as everybody put their names down. Whoever hasn't put his name down, put your hands up. Put your hands. Everybody, you put your hands. Have you written your name on the list? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. So, brothers, Allah Ta'ala, His great mercy upon us, alhamdulillah. So, we should pray to Allah. I pray to Allah that He puts us in our destiny so we can be forgiven, alhamdulillah. What a clear and pure point that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. There is nothing, Allah will not ask, no accounts, nothing. Where did they come from? Dhikr, forgiven. That's it. No preconditions, no after conditions. Simple, isn't it? Straightforward. That when we leave here now today, Allahu Akbar, there won't be even a question. The angel will say, quickly, get back, he's being forgiven. And as long as you don't commit sins and commit crime, all of the angels will keep on giving salam to you, saluting you. The stones will salam to you, the places will give salam to you, the boulders, the buildings, all the trees that will come in the way. I swear by Allah, they will all execute salam to you. I swear by Allah, they will give salam to you. They'll say, he's forgiven. He's been forgiven. Subhanallah. You don't believe this? If you don't believe, be honest. Do you believe this, what I'm saying? And as long as that if we stay away from the sins, then everything around us will continue to say salam and salute. Your bed will give you salute, salam. And, alhamdulillah, the duty will be assigned to the angels. The angels will be assigned a duty. Allah's Nabi S.A.W. gave the duty. There's an angel, there's a Nabi. I remember an event. All these points are just coming into my mind. Automatically, I'm sharing with you. This is not in my mind to share with you or discuss. That Wali Allah passed away. And Hazrat Muhammad Sufi Rahmatullah Alayh Qudusira, 1985 this event, and suddenly this event's come to my mind, and how the duties are assigned. So he had a great achievement. He was very simple, high level wali, and he used to have ziyarah, do ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say subhanallah. 1985 in UP, Uttar Pradesh, and then after that in Karachi, Pakistan. He lived, he stayed in Karachi, and Ajib, great event in his life, that there was a cow, ox, and a Hindu, there was an ox that belonged to a Muslim, and the Hindu went to the farm in India, into the fields, and he hit the ox. He beat the ox so much that he broke the leg of the ox. And it couldn't walk, the ox fell down, the Hindu beat the ox, and the Malik, the owner, came, he saw the ox, and he put the ox to the side, and then he left. Now the ox, that he had nothing to eat, and there was no grass there, now the Sufi had reached there, Rahmatullah Alayh. He was there in that area, he saw this, that the ox has been hit, beaten, the owner's left, so he changed his schedule, his program, and he broke, cut off some grass, and used to bring and feed it to the ox, say subhanallah. He used to serve the ox, 1 day, 2 days, kept on feeding the ox, because the ox couldn't walk, leg was broken, couldn't get to the food, the feed. He had a program, after 3 days he had to leave. The third day, he did dua to Allah, that Allah, that my 3 days have completed, and you are Rabb, you are the one who gives sustenance, okay, I became his means, wasila, but I have a feeling in my heart, I need to depart, I need to leave. So what will happen to this ox? Say subhanallah. This is the pain, the feeling. Yeah? Mutual feeling and pain. Not with a human being, with an animal, with the ox. And these are the friends of Allah. The friends of Allah made this way because their hearts become like this. So he said, is it? So Allah, please prepare some solution for him. Otherwise, if there could be no preparation, then it's very difficult that I do this dua, that I'm very upset and down. I need to go, but I can't leave. Oh Allah, take the ox away. Maybe his days will expire. So then he raised his hands, and then the ox passed away. After the dua, he died. Khair, when it was night time, he went on his journey wherever he came from. When he slept in the night, the Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his dream. Say subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his dream. He said, Sufi, that I'm very happy with your actions. Subhanallah. I'm very happy with your actions, I enjoyed. And it's such a situation that some angels I have assigned for you, in front of you and behind you. It's two on your right, two on your left, one's in front of you, and three behind you, subhanallah. This was his hikmah. And he explained the event, it will be a lengthy discussion anyway, some other time. Why were there two on the right, two on the left, one in front, three behind? What was the reason behind this, that Allah Ta'ala assigned these angels to his wali? So Nabi says some ziyarah, and Rasulullah said again the same thing. He said, okay, he said, I looked to this side, I looked in front and behind. And he said, after looking behind, he said, MashaAllah, Ya Rasulullah, I understand you have assigned them to me. So my brothers, what I was saying is that when a human being, an individual does any good action, and if Allah Ta'ala likes the action, then immediately the reward is assigned. Just like this is where I started off, isn't it? There'll be angels in front and behind. We'll be in this situation if we depart after getting the forgiveness and we leave from Zakaria Masjid, or whichever masjid we're in. Allah will say that this is a great, Allah said, this is a great gathering, my remembrance. This is our destiny. We come. It's become common for us and regular for us. For us, it's become very common and regular. But only those come who Allah Ta'ala likes and prefers. This is the point we need to understand. Very great point this is. So this is the fact that if we depart with forgiveness when we leave the gathering, try and keep your mind refreshed and try to be in a good condition. At least let 1 or 2 days pass so you don't sin. So that you are included amongst those people who have been forgiven, and whoever is forgiven, then Allah's special reward stay with them. Alhamdulillah. Then that insan becomes high status, unique, ajeeb person, because he's attained forgiveness from Allah. So anyway, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, capability to do his dhikr, as I was saying, requesting. Allah has prepared a great preparation for the mu'min, that morning and evening, the dhikr of Allah is a very beneficial action. Whatever happens, try to attend and come, sit down. And if not in the halaqah, mashallah, what we have nowadays, we have the online system, online stream. And for everybody, Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors. The whole world, when dhikr starts, the alert comes now, the notification, leave everything, and suddenly sit in the dhikr of Allah. If you're 1,000 miles away, 2,000 miles away, Allah Ta'ala lowers all the doors, drops all the doors, and it becomes one halqa, one gathering, one halaqa. And it becomes one halaqa, one majlis in the whole world, and the angels, they surround that halaqa within their wings. They spread the wings, the dunya, everything is gone to the back. Because we've made this in it, the globe, the earth, this country, that country, this land. No countries remain. Wherever there's a halaqa, everything goes, totally gone, eliminated from eyesight. Then it's one halaqa that's seen in the world of dhikr, wherever a person may be at that time. This time, the whole world, the nur of this halaqa, women, men sitting in this gathering, wherever they are sitting, all of them, alhamdulillah, all of them are within the wings of the angels. My words may sound weird to you, but I'm telling you right what is right. The haq. Yes? That this is what's happening now in the world, in reality. Yeah? Just like there's a commentary, isn't it? Commentary, you listen to your football commentary, cricket match, commentary's running. You can't see it, can you? But you're happy when you hear it. Hear it. He's out! He's out! He scored! So I'm telling you now the real vision of what's happening in the world. Things that people have seen. The truth may sound weird, but this is the fact according to the Quran and the Hadith. Anyway, may Allah give us the appreciation and the value. Ameen.
اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا حصلنا وجدتنا وخطونا ولنا كل صالح اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما اخرت ما اسررت ما اعلنت ما سرت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اغفر لهم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر لهم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر لهم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم نسألك حسن الخاتمة اللهم نسألك حسن الخاتمة اللهم نسألك حسن الخاتمة ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهم كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All right.